This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Janice Dean Podcast. We are talking about something I absolutely love to wear, fancy hats. And these coming months of May and June, I get to experience some of the amazing headwear heading into the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, which, by the way, will be in the beautiful town of Saratoga instead of Elmont on Long Island, since they are doing a complete overhaul of that racetrack for the Belmont. I have been covering the horse races for many years now on Fox and Friends. It is truly one of the most exciting things I get to do at work. And if you've watched my coverage, you know my next guest is a good friend and one of the most celebrated milliners in the history of American horse racing. Christine Moore is a New York City-based designer of women's and men's hats, but of course, she is best known for her incredible creations for the horse races. She's been a featured milliner for the Kentucky Derby, and this year, Christine is rolling out the roses, literally, for a very special hat she's going to talk about to celebrate the Derby's milestone of 150 years. And the other thing I love is her hats are not only made with love, but also made right here in the USA. Please welcome my friend Christine Moore to the Janice Dean Podcast. Christine Moore, you made the Dean's List again!
Oh, yeah, it's such a pleasure. I am so thrilled by this. You're awesome. Your followers love you.
Well, you're biased because you and I are good friends. So let's just put that right out on the table that you're listening to this podcast. But Christine and I have become very, very close over the last few years. She's not just, you know, the milliner of forever, but, you know, you and I talk. You and I have dinner. We are buddies. So I can't wait to see you in the next couple of days. I mean, we're talking about the Kentucky Derby. 150, Christine. Are you excited?
I am very excited. I and everybody else is too. So it was an interesting slow start to the 150, I found. For the most part, we've been doing Derby hats since about November, maybe October, November. But it's just like, was kind of like it's kind of trickling in. But it wasn't like people were, I thought they'd be more hyped up. And that was what was surprising to me, is that everybody was like, yeah, it's 150. But, and then.
Really? No, I think it's all happened within the last couple of weeks. All of a sudden, people are getting on the Derby fever.
It's like I was liking it to like a light switch. You just flip a light switch on, which usually happens about now than a regular Derby. But it's like a breaker went on. It was like I just slammed, I'd say about a week ago, and now like everybody's got this feverish pitch in their voice. You know, it's like are you gonna get it done in time? Which we get asked that too, but it's not the same inflection.
Right.
It's like panicked. I mean, it's like their whole world is coming to an end if they don't have their 150 hat to be the, you know, like over the top fantastic, which of course is why they came for it to me anyway.
Of course.
But it's just like, yeah, it's not even nitpicky. It's just they're so excited. They're like like a dog that wags its tail off its body.
I know exactly
and
what
they're
they
happy.
Mean.
They're happy, but they're like constantly. It's they're just really hyper.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's you're doing a special hat this year, right? Tell me about that.
Oh yeah, so I'm doing a hat that's 150 roses, and this is gonna rival, Patty Etherington is my quintessential Derby lady that is totally big, go big or go home. you know, where she could fit like 5 or 6 people under her brim. This is like that. It's going to be epic. And 150 roses of my hand-rolled signature rose. And it's going to be like, it's going to go up. I'm going to go out and up, and it's going to be elegant. It's not going to be overdone with 150 roses.
Have you done it? Has it been completed?
We are actually, we're finishing it today.
Okay.
And
wow.
It's going to go down to Rhodes, where Rhodes for Her, where I am set up. You know, that's my retailer in Louisville.
We love that place, by the way.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And then I'll also be, my hats are also at the Omni, but only for the month of April. And then it's going to go to the Derby store opening night, and it will be there the whole week. I'm hoping that Miss America or Miss Kentucky will wear it that day if it doesn't sell in advance. So, and if it does, I have a backup.
Well, you could always use me. I would always be happy to fashion that hat.
Well, I'm not going to tell people what your dress is because it's amazing. You have to change the color then.
Okay. No. I mean, I could wear something else and then bring the dress that I'm going to wear. You know, we'll figure the details out. But if you need a hat model, you know that I'm always available.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You would rock this.
I can't wait. I mean, it must be heavy, though. Yes.
No, I have it weighted pretty well, but it's heavier than most hats, but it's not super heavy.
Listen, I was at the Derby Museum a few years ago, and we did a whole piece on the fashion of hats over the years. And I remember putting like a whole garden hat on my head. Like literally there were trees and foliage and flowers. And that was probably the heaviest hat that I had ever put on my head.
Yeah, it's all about the balance. So most of the heaviness is actually on the crown. Like the biggest flowers are on the crown. So I think it'll be okay. I haven't worn it. Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to see it. Now tell me, how did you get involved with the Derby? I mean, take us back. You've been on the podcast before. You've given us, you know, your history of getting into this industry. How did you get involved with the Kentucky Derby?
So you know, I was working in fashion. I started my company. It was like a fashion millinery company. And I have theatrical background. So I kind of had to put that aside, the more theatrical part of my designing in the background too, because I was now in fashion, had a fashion company. And then, but I realized that I couldn't really compete with some of the bigger companies or well-known names that had bigger dollars for advertising. So I just was looking for another venue. And one of my employees said, you know, you should check out Louisville. And of course, in the fashion fashion industry, it's like nobody sells fancy hats. So I was like, okay, whatever. You can go down, and since your grandparents live there, go to the stores and see if anybody's interested. And this one store was interested, taught me taught me who the Derby lady is and what horse racing fashion is. And then Churchill, the licensing branding woman at the time, well, actually who has come back and she's now licensing and branding today. I'm meeting her at the store, and then she came. And then a couple days later, she met me at the back door of the store and said, she picked up her hat and she came back in the back door. And she said, I want you to help us build our, like, solidify our brand. Cause the brand was already built, but just help her with the look of the brand and with my hats. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And so then, and that's where it started. And we did the 135 Kentucky Derby Barbie, and my hats were the were used as inspiration for the artist that year, and you know, and it kind of grew from there. And then so I was just helping them. I was their go-to person for media, and you know, if they needed to borrow a hat for a photo shoot or something, they would call me. And then in 2018 I they approached me as being to be like a featured milliner because we worked so closely together, and it was like another, you know, way of a talking point, right? Content. And so that's where it all started. And I've been the featured milliner for 7 years. Now they have two local feature milliners, and I'm like the national brand.
And you're from New York. Just say that out loud.
Yeah, I'm from New York. I'm here on 34th Street. I've been here for 25 years, a part of the fashion industry. And then I sell to stores around the country and specialize in events. So it's like every store I sell to, especially in the spring, has, you know, they sell for Kentucky Derby, or they have, you know, there's a local derby party. I mean, there's more that they have in the spring, you know, but it's always the focus, you know, it always comes down to that. You know, there might be local, you know, fundraising hat luncheons, but at the end, it's usually everything culminates at the derby, for the derby, hat sales, you know, for a derby party or the Kentucky Derby itself.
And we'll be back with more of the Janice Dean podcast right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The Derby itself, what is different from, say, the other races like the Preakness or the Belmont with the three jewels in the crown?
It goes back to that, it's the best day of my year type of attitude. I don't really ever hear, I mean, the Triple Crown, the whole Triple Crown is really important, each race. And it each has its own flavor, but nothing as spectacular and such a fashion pageantry as the Derby. And people really put their whole year into this. Like, this is, I mean, so many times I hear this is better than Christmas. You know, this is the day of a year. I look forward all year to this day, you know, and it's that giddiness and that, it's that comes with it, like the fervor of getting your look absolutely right, you know, and maybe you'll win a bet, maybe you win a bet, but you looked fabulous.
Is it more popular now, or has it been steady? I've been doing this for a while now. You know how much I love to wear the hats. I just feel like maybe there's even more of an excitement, maybe not just with the 150, but maybe more people want to celebrate more. Is the pandemic maybe that happened that people just realize we only live once, right?
Yeah, I think that as far as I would say the pandemic, as far as that is kind of in the rearview mirror, that there, like, people, it's something else that's driving the fun and the fashion. And I think it's like it's the bucket list idea. It's the, I want to treat myself.
What did somebody say? Like, it's a nice, you know, it's like that. I think that people look forward to that because,
you know, Americans are hardworking people for sure. And very focused. And I think it's really that, it's like allowing yourself to have fun. I think in the last couple of years, yes, I would say it was about getting out after the pandemic. 2023, I think it was like, we're free. This is in the past. And now it's like, I'm getting to go to the Kentucky Derby. I'm getting to dress up. I think anything though, where people dress is really important to people now because it's hardworking and it's casual, you know?
Do you feel like
now, I think now it's just like, anytime you get to, I haven't seen people dressing more for church. That's the church. So I think people are really looking for anywhere they can have a little bit more specialness to their life.
Yeah. And I love what you talk about, you know, wearing a hat just brings a smile, right? That you're in the business of smiles. I love that expression. I love that when you tell me that, because it really feels very true. You put the hat on your head and something changes.
That's so true. I think that's exactly like, you know, somebody said, when you put a hat on, your behavior changes. And I have to say, I think that's really true. One, you're noticed more, you know, because it's around your face and focus. But also, I think it's because you get more attention, your behavior definitely changes. But I think it's also, yeah, people focus on you. I mean, you could have a really fabulous pair of boots, but you don't want people looking at your feet the whole time.
There is something about it. It's kind of like being a peacock. You know, let's be honest. You got your beautiful dress and you want to have the cherry on top.
Yeah. And men want to do it too.
Yes.
I mean, so like it, I see that growing hugely as men want more fashion choices and they want to wear the hat. They don't want to be the plain guy. I always said, though, you know, nobody wants to be the plain girl at Derby, but I found that it's also true. Nobody wants to be the plain guy. And you know how we see some of the crazy print suits?
Yes.
I've had more husbands say they're wearing, or wives say that their husband is wearing that kind of suit this year. Mm. I think that's interesting. Like, you know, because usually it was like the one-off crazy guy who, you know, doesn't mind, you know, stealing all the focus and kind of looking like kind of silly, but it's taken hold.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't think there is silly at the Kentucky Derby. I think it's all.
Well, there is. No, that's one of the things that I've watched go. And I think this is where Casey Cook Ramage, who is the branding person that brought me in, who's now doing branding again. One of the things we saw when we first came to the Derby was people wearing hats with horses on them, or stuffed horses, or horses' heads, and that has moved. That's gone.
Okay.
It's only elegant fashion for the most part, and so that kind of silliness has kind of been pushed out, which I think is because you want people to have fabulous hats and, you know, fun hats, whatever it is, but you don't want it to be ridiculous because then people don't take it seriously.
Okay.
And that's one thing I now see, that since that's gone by the wayside, people are into serious fashion, however you see it. So, but, and then to your point, then I feel like there's nothing silly,
right?
You know, and there's always someone who has a bigger hat than you do.
Now, do the men and women want to look kind of the same with the, do you ever get that where the woman says, okay, I'm wearing this, and then the man is like, and we want to kind of, is there any matching going on?
Yeah, and that's been a trend for the for at least like the last 5 or 6 years, and it's more and more, but women often pick out their husband's outfits, so you know, the guy probably doesn't even know. You know, but the woman's like, you know, I want that hat band. I want the hat band to reflect my Oaks and Derby. Okay. So right away, men get away with a lot because they can wear one hat for 2 days.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's a hat affair. It's a hat affair. And so it's not really a dress affair. It's the hat. So, you know, it's, so the woman's got two different hats. She can't wear the same hat twice, especially this year.
Right.
And that's one thing I've seen, like people are more apt to buy two hats, Oaks and Derby, the Kentucky Oaks, which is the day before, is the Phillies, big Phillies race the day before the Kentucky Derby. So in the past, they might wear a hat, like their Derby hat from last year to Oaks.
Okay.
Or something like that. This year, it's two brand new hats. I'm not going to joke around, you know, man, I'm going to go big or go home or do it. I'm going to do it. Kentucky Oaks, right, and Kentucky Derby, right, seems to be the feeling of it. And then the guy, though, he can wear, I can incorporate the colors of the two dresses in one hat band. And
yeah, that's a talent.
$95 opposed to like my, you know, a women's hat that's like average price is $700.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. These hats are not just hats that you would normally buy at some store. These are works of art, and people have them forever. And it is a piece that is, to me, like a painting.
Well, yeah, and I have a very distinctive style. So it's really like anywhere in the world, you could not find my design from another milliner, where you can, I don't buy my own flowers. So a lot of hat designers purchase their, I think everybody does, except for me, they purchase their flowers. And so the work can look very similar. But for me, for my design, even bows, you know, we make everything from scratch. So it's very uniquely ours, and it's timeless work. So it's like you can pull it out and wear it like 5 years from now, and it'll look just the same as the first time you wore it, mm-hmm. unless you get caught in the rain. But we'll fix that.
Well, tell me about that. Tell me about the maintenance. Because there is, listen, I have, you know, I have a lot of casual hats of yours that I wear over and over again. And how do you maintain that their shape?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you get caught in the rain, what we suggest is that you send it back to us. We'll get it back in shape. And we just ask people to pay for shipping. We'll fix it because we want... You know, we have sustainable fashion, so we want people to have it and enjoy it again.
Yes.
But as far as like home remedies, I mean, the way we make hats is pressure, heat pressure, heat and pressure.
Right.
So, you know, like if you needed to flatten your brim, if it's straw, you just iron it, you know, as far as getting the crown back in, wad up some tissue. And you can steam or iron it, wad up some tissue and put it in the crown, and you can steam and iron it back into shape. But usually it should fall right back into shape because the straw and felt remember where it's been, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, you know, where it should be, I guess. Yeah. And then as far as like most stuff, most things can just like wash up, you know, there's a product called Grandma's Stain Remover. I highly recommend it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But then mainly I say, send it back to your milliner and have them reshape it.
Okay.
That's the best thing.
So fascinators or real hats, what's going on this year? Is it fascinators for the oaks? Is it both?
I've seen both really strongly. I would say this year, 50-50. It's the fascinator is quite strong this year for Derby, which it usually is like maybe like 35%.
Ah.
It's 50-50. Early on, though, everybody wanted hats because it's the 150 and it's American tradition is to wear a hat. Now I'm seeing people, there's a practicality to fascinators when you travel and when you're moving through the crowd. So people do like the smallness of a fascinator. And even if it's a huge fat, I mean, even if it's larger, it's still smaller, generally smaller than a hat. Although yeah. I have seen people have made these enormous roses. But the way the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks have been formed, the Kentucky Derby is a hat event according to Churchill Downs, and the Oaks is more of a fascinator because it's Friday, so it's like Fascinator Friday, you know. So that was really, and then it's a more feminine look, and it's the, you know, originally it still is the pink day, and it's very feminine and a little, it's just as fancy, but it's frilly.
We'll be back with more sunshine right after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, how do you handle the stress level? Because this is the busiest season for you right now. And I've seen you like up to the last minute, you know, your fingers are bleeding from sewing. I mean,
you've seen me right up in, yes. The store I sell to Rhodes has very nicely given me a space that I can create in Derby Week and get a lot of last minute things done. You know, often it's not this year, but often I have to do, Janice has had a last the anthem singer, because sometimes the anthem singer hasn't decided what they want to wear yet.
It's Winona. Year. It's Winona this year. Oh, it's exciting. I
mean, very exciting. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard yet how that, and maybe you have heard it, maybe they published it, but I don't know how it really fell out, but I didn't know if like this, she's a Kentucky girl. Did she ask to do it, or did the Kentucky Derby, you know, ask her? I don't know, but however it went, it's fabulous. The stylist, even before it was announced, the stylist, they put me in touch with stylist. Stylist gave me what, you know, a sketch of what she's going to be wearing. They suggested the hat, and it's a classic hat. Wait till you see. I'm not saying.
I can't wait.
But it is amazing. She's going to look amazing. But I love that it was all planned out. And I thought, it's a very complicated design hat.
What do you mean complicated? Is it just like the design or the way it sits?
No, the design is not complicated. It's the actual type of hat. Which we specialize in, but I mean, everybody who knows me is going to be like, I know exactly what it is. Then we, not very many hats, milliners, or even we say, yeah, not that many milliners or haberdashers. I'll use that term, even though it's not all about, that's like men's wear head to toe.
Yeah.
But anyway, not very many people make this.
Oh.
So I like right down my alley, and it's but it's like, I don't have to wait till 2 days before.
Yes.
The derby.
Yes.
I know you and I know
each other enough that I've heard these stories where it's like last minute. I'm thinking about something else. And it's like, what?
You know what? And it always works out.
It does.
I think it has a lot of to do with my faith in God that it all works out. But it's like, it is always amazing to me when I have just this clear conscience on Derby Day that everybody was taken care of. It's really stressful, and I'm not a lot of sleep from now to, because I go to Louisville this week. So that's the tipping point. And they've already warned me that they know it's going to be insane.
And Blake, your husband, is right there with you. I mean, he's like, you know, he'll do whatever he needs to do to make sure that it all happens. But tell me about his role in the business.
And Carol will be with us.
Yes,
too.
Carol, of course. I love you, Carol. And I also love your parents.
Oh, I know. Aren't they great? Felicia and George. Or Felice and George. Blake is, he's my marketing guy, and he's our partnership. So when the Kentucky Derby or whatever Breeders' Cup has approached us, he's the one who has developed the partnership and directed it, with whatever entity. And so he's always very protective of our branding, and you know, he takes care of like all the media appointments to make sure that everything is correct. He usually tells me what to say. I don't, so he's just right there, just helping me all with everything. Now, if I have to, now we're limited. I'm in the fashion district here, so my staff and I can run out and get any type of silk, anything we need. But for when we're in Kentucky, we have to go to like Joann's, which I don't mind, or Walmart or something like that. So he usually does this, right? I'm like, you know, I want to finish this hat, you know, by 10 o'clock. You have to go run out at 9 o'clock and get this.
Yeah.
Get whatever. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. So he does a lot of running while I'm there. And then.
Also the men's line is called the Blake line.
Oh, the Blake Collection. Yep. And so he does do a lot of, he talks to the guys. He's done a couple interviews on about the men's collection and just supporting men's fashion and men's hat fashion. So he's just, yeah, he's there, you know, to help me. Carol too, you know, Carol doesn't make hats, but she has, you know, had to do a few things, to help, to make sure everybody's
happy,
you know, derby ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, but I do think the stress is like just getting it right. I want to see that smile. Aww. When I send the picture over to, before we ship, I want to see that smile. And I think that's the biggest thing is that if, especially when we're moving fast, is that we're actually understanding exactly what somebody wants. And so I don't want any tears.
Aww, no. And it must make you proud when you look out and you see someone wearing your hat. I know I've seen, you know, you and I have walked around Churchill Downs and you see someone wearing your hat and you want to go up and say hi to them and take a picture. I mean, this is like, they're wearing your babies.
Right, exactly. And I never get tired of it. And that's one thing I wish my staff, I mean, they go to different other events, you know, other events with me, but the rest of the people that make the hats, that's what I love them to hear or to enjoy people just being so thrilled with their hat. And I see them, you know, I go up to someone and say, you know, can I take your picture? And they'll say, oh yeah, sure. You know, of course, everybody wants their people to admire them at the Derby. And then I'll say, I made your hat. And the look on their, I mean, the smile like that, and the giddiness. And you've been there with me when
yeah.
that's happened.
Yeah.
And just like so thrilled that after they're like, Janice! And then they go, oh, and the milliner's standing here. But, you
know,
but no. But it is cool to see because – I never get tired of that. Mm-hmm. Their thankfulness, they're thanking me for making their hat. And it's like, I'm thanking them for letting me do what I love. Like, mm-hmm. thank you for letting me do, you're thanking me for buying the hat. I just am so glad you chose me as to make your hat. You mm-hmm. know, I'm so thankful.
You still love it?
Oh yeah, I do. And I think that's how I can like sleep on a, you know, I can only get 3 hours of sleep because there's something, there's a passion that just moves me forward. And, you know, it's like, I can sleep in June after Bell.
That's when you have a little bit of a break, right?
Yeah. Well, I have Memorial Day, so I get a little break then, but also Ascot, we've been building Ascot, or Ascot's been just more Americans are going to Ascot,
yeah.
which what?
Horse racing in Great Britain.
Yeah, yes. The Royal Ascot, and then Fox needs to send you.
Let's work on that because I would in a heartbeat. And listen, I've always said I love the horse racing. I love the pomp and circumstance, but I do love the dressing up aspect of it. I think, you know, I do think that the, at least one day a year to be able to look fancy and feel good. It's important. It's, I don't know. It's very special. And I always say to people, it is a bucket list thing. You know, you can go and then never go again. I'm so lucky that I've been several years in a row. But I do really think that if you've never gone to the Kentucky Derby, you should at least go once and you should treat yourself to a Christine Moore hat.
Yeah. And that I'd say often when people say, oh, this is too big, or it's usually Northeasterners, you know, they'll say, I'm going to the Derby, and then I'll say, this is too big. And I'll say, well, you know what? You have to know, especially with the new paddock too.
Yes.
It's so huge. And so once you remove the walls of wherever you're trying on a hat, then that's what you're going to experience at the Derby. And so you, like, again, I'll say it, you don't want to be the plain girl. and it is the pageantry. It totally is. It's a hat affair.
So how can people get in touch with you? I know it's, you know, it's crunch deadline time, but, you know, in the future to buy a hat, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a derby hat. You do beautiful felt hats for the fall, which is how you got your start.
Mm-hmm.
How can people find you?
Camhats.com, CAMHATS.com is my website. And you'll see all the different collections. You know, we've got summer casual, winter. We've got dress hats, men's hats. It's all there. We have a dessert collection. We have
dessert?
Yeah.
yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, we have a cupcake hat. We have a cake. We have a little bit of Every kind of dessert. I have ice cream cone hat.
Oh my gosh, I haven't been. I have to go right now. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, and but yeah, it's camhats.com, and but you know what? We haven't closed down our we're a well-oiled machine here with my wonderful staff in the back room. So we haven't closed down special orders yet.
Okay.
We are planning that on the 24th, unless my trip to Louisville this week is overwhelming, which it will be anyway. But I mean, yeah, we're still going.
Okay, good. All right. Well, listen, just to even go look at your beautiful designs will bring a smile. Please. Will bring a smile to anyone's face. And listen, I can't wait to do the big reveal because I have been saving this dress for at least 6 months to wear. So I can't wait to debut it on Fox and Friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. And I just realized that I probably need to write to Sam. Is Sam coming with you, producer?
Yes, she is. She's coming with us.
Oh, she wouldn't miss it for the world.
No. It's the party bus every single year.
Yeah. I just can't believe she can get a 20-inch hat box under the seat.
Oh, that in itself deserves its own podcast. Just getting the hats to and from.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if anybody's worried about that, you know, have it shipped to your hotel.
They're very smart. Yes. We've learned the hard way. Christine Moore, I love you. I can't wait to see you. You are the best. Yeah. And everyone deserves at least one Christine Moore hat.
Yay. Thank you, Jess.
Thanks again to Christine Moore for joining me on today's podcast to talk about one of my favorite things, beautiful, exciting, fashionable hats. You can visit Christine's website to find out more about her business and her incredible creations. And don't forget to watch all of the coverage on the 150th Kentucky Derby, the annual Run for the Roses on Saturday, May 4th, Churchill Downs. Of course, we will be covering it starting Friday, May 3rd on Fox and Friends and Fox and Friends Weekend. For all your Derby details, you can head to KentuckyDerby.com. Thank you to all of my listeners. If you have someone you think should make the Dean's List, let me know at Janice Dean on Twitter or Janice Dean FNC on Instagram. Or you can rate this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at FoxNewsPodcast.com. Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.